Mel here. Welcome to Menopause Nutritionist. I believe women can thrive in menopause and have the body composition of their choice if they master their nutrition and lifestyle. Today, we're going to have a little bit of a chat, a bit of a motivational chat about losing motivation when there's a change of season. So if you were tuning in and you did not already realize, I live in Australia and we are heading from summer into winter. So just this week, the temperature has started to change and I wanted to address this because I personally suffer from, there's actually a condition and I definitely have a touch of it, where if I don't see the sun, I'm just not as happy. So I can't remember what it's called. So I figured that with the change of seasons going from summer to winter here, and maybe it's the reverse for you, I don't know, everyone's different, that can affect your motivation. So working with women all the time, I see people struggle through winter and find it more challenging and harder. So I wanted to address some of this and give you some tips on how you can combat it. So that's what we're going to talk about today. But firstly, we're going to be reminding you that my waitlist is currently running for my next program, which kicks off in June. I only run this program 3 times a year and it is super successful. I have had hundreds of women now get amazing results and it's really exciting to see people. And these are people who have tried everything and they come and they're like, not sure, and then they leave with great results. And it's so inspiring. So you need to be on that wait list if you want to stay up to date and of course not miss out on a spot in that next round. Because like I said, there's only 3 times a year that I run it. And you will also get a lovely hefty discount that is very much worth your while being on that waitlist. So I will drop the waitlist in the comments after we're finished here. You can jump on the waitlist, stay connected, and that is going to be the place to be for sure. Okay, let's have a chat about this. The change of seasons. So obviously, going into winter, it means that the days are shorter. Like here in Queensland, if I want to train at 6 a.m., now it's dark when I'm waking up. It's getting colder. This all affects our motivation to get the work done or even get there, full stop. For me, if it is raining, like it is like kills my motivation almost instantly. I have to really battle with myself to get over it. So I thought I would address this and give you some tips today on how to deal with this so we have success moving into winter, so we are getting the work done every day to get our muscles growing, which equals body composition, which equals metabolism improving. Most of you come to me wanting body composition changes, wanting to lose the fat. So this is important. Okay, so the first thing I'm going to say to you is stay connected to me. Of course, I am here as a source of inspiration, as a source of motivation. You will see every day on my stories, if you follow me on social media, me posting what I'm doing. And if you're a visual person and stimulated visually, then that can be very helpful, just seeing other people getting it done. If I am not motivating enough, then find people that inspire you. I personally do this. I have some people that I follow that helps me stay motivated, and it's a source of inspiration. So if you're not already following me on social media, stay connected, follow along. Like I said, every day I'm sharing stuff on my stories to hopefully motivate and inspire you to be the best version of yourself. The next thing I'm going to say is plan out your fitness. So plan out for the week what you're going to do. When we have a plan, it's much easier to just get up and do it rather than leaving it to your own personal kind of preference, because you don't know how you're going to feel. So today I had a big workout yesterday and I feel a bit tired today. So if I actually leant into what my body was feeling and I didn't have a plan for today, then I could easily kind of let myself be talked out of it. So having a set plan for the week is really helpful and it helps you stay connected and on track. The next thing I would say is then follow that up with, if you are a morning person and you're getting yourself out of bed to train in the morning, get your workout gear out, get your pre-workout out, get anything you need out and ready the night before. So you're setting yourself up, setting yourself alarms. When you set an alarm, I don't just set one alarm, I set a couple to back it up. So then I can't use I set through the alarm as an excuse, because I have backup plans to make sure I get out of bed. Having the next one is having an accountability partner. So finding a friend who also wants to stay motivated and inspired and on track this winter, reaching out to them and saying, listen, let's be accountability partners, let's message each other, let's keep each other on track. That's a really good way to help you if you find you're not holding yourself to a standard or a level. The next one that I find really helpful is actually having a goal. I was talking to my husband about this. I have decided I'm going to do the High Rocks competition here in Brisbane, which is like in August. And that's like ages away. Like, I actually have other competitions going on too. I've got the CrossFit like quarterfinals, and saying that I have a shoulder injury. I'm trying to recover, so I'm not 100% sure on them. But I also have another CrossFit competition on the calendar. So this allows me to have a purpose. When you have a purpose, it is much easier to get yourself motivated on the days that you're tired or your motivation is waning or life is getting in the way, because there's a real reason for you doing what you're doing, especially if you're in the grind. I had like a big workout yesterday, and I promise you, if I didn't have that purpose, it would have been much easier for me not to go as well as I did, or stay, you know, to the pushing on to it sort of thing. So finding like an event or something that would give you purpose definitely is something that I use as a tool to keep me focused, because as soon as I've got purpose, that overrides my feelings, if you like, because we can't trust our feelings. Our feelings are not solid. And so we have to create consistency. We have to create behaviors so that then makes us get the goals that we're looking for. So those are the tips I have for you. Those are the things that I do personally to help me stay focused and connected. And I think when we're going into season changes where it's going to get colder, that just makes it harder. So we have to get in front of that and have strategies so we are on point. And hopefully some of these will help you on your journey. As always, thanks for tuning in. And if you're happy to leave a review, a rating, like, share, follow, all of those things, I would truly appreciate it. That's how other people can find this podcast. And we can help more people. That's my mission, is to help as many women as possible feel their absolute best. So firstly, go you for listening to this, because obviously that is a goal for you. And let's make it happen for you, you know? Let's make that happen. Because I know from my own personal experience that when you know better, you do better, and you can feel amazing at this stage of life. Okay, so I will see you next time. Have the best day.